from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
All right, NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. Let's start with Dan Quinn making his announcement at quarterback.
It was a process, and when that process was time, I'd know, he'd know, and I'd let you know. And as much as we knew Jaden would get there, Adam and I were most excited about watching how he would. And the how has been absolutely outstanding. He's ready, and he's earned the right to do that.
Whatever, Dan.
The how has been outstanding.
Whatever, Dan. The how is Marcus Mariota's your backup.
Well, that's part
whatever,
of the how.
Whatever, Dan.
Yeah,
he was always
part of the how.
The day y'all called his name, he was going to be your starting quarterback.
Yep.
And he is. And the young man has played well during the preseason. It's going to continue to get better at the thing. His biggest issue is he better get his ass down.
Yeah.
He better get his ass down.
Right? Size.
I'm just telling you right now. Bean pole, bruh. Don't get broken in half because you thinking that you can run through people.
Let's not do that.
All right, Anthony Richardson is a much bigger dude than you.
Cam Newton.
You saw how they broke his little ass down.
So, yeah.
get out, young boy.
I guess he said earlier in the week he has never worked on sliding.
Yeah.
Let's work on sliding. Just getting down.
Thank you.
Or getting
learn
out of bounds.
Learn how to get down.
Yeah, dodge.
Yeah.
Because that thing, if you go back and look at some of the runs last year, it's like he's obviously very athletic, very fast, like straight line speed. Not like super shifty.
Yes.
And kind of like would go on these long slalomy runs and then accidentally, oh, here comes the linebacker. Bow!
And I see him.
Like he got wrecked a couple times last year.
Yeah. He got up there.
He
more
did.
More power to you, dog. But again, you keep taking them licks at this level, you ain't gonna play too long.
They add up.
They damn sure
so
do.
So get down. Anyway, he's going to be the starter in Washington. No surprise there. Let's hear Tom Brady talking about kind of that, not that specifically, but the bigger picture quarterback. Is it a crisis? I don't know, but rookie quarterbacks being thrown into the fire.
I had to learn from being seventh quarterback on the depth chart to moving up to third to ultimately being a starter. I had to learn all those things in college. That was development. Then I went to New England, and I was developed by Coach Belichick and the offensive staff there. I didn't start my first year. I think it's just a tragedy that we're forcing these rookies to play early. But the reality is the only reason why they are is because we dumbed the game down, which has allowed them to play. It used to be thought of at a higher level. We used to spend hours and hours in the offseason and training camp trying to be a little bit better than next year. But I think what happens is it discourages the coaches from going to deep levels because they realize the players don't have the opportunity to go to a deep level, so they're just going to teach them where they're at.
Well, one reason you weren't starting because they had a top five franchise quarterback.
Yeah, he was a very good player. And you never would have if you wouldn't have gotten hurt.
Drew Bledsoe was there playing at a high level. He's got a $100 million contract. and all those things. But I mean, we talked about this. Not necessarily just me and you, but conversations I've had with people about the quarterback position. And I don't want to call it the evolution of a quarterback. This is what is being brought into the league because it's what's being taught in high school. It's what's been taught at Pee Wee. These things are being taught, and so you don't. So instead of trying to go with the approach of Tom Brady, which I wholeheartedly agree with, you got to figure out a way how you can get these guys to produce now. And how you produce now is what they've been taught at college level, high school level, Pee Wee level. And so that's the way the game has gone right now. I mean, yeah, you spent all offseason turning through tape and all these things and developing and waiting your turn. We're talking about the kid from USC that just transferred. I mean, I'm sorry, that was named the starting quarterback, sat behind three damn quarterbacks that left. And he's finally getting it. It's like Carson Beck. That's just not the case anymore. People aren't patient to be developed. They want it now. And because the previous person's done it, the previous person has done it, and I'm just talking about now with this new generation of quarterbacks, everybody's going to do it. Everybody wants their shine now. I don't got time to wait two more years, even though it might be best for me to do that. No. I got to play.
Exactly. But it's sort of twofold, though, right? Like, it's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
They want it, but also that's what coaches are doing.
Exactly.
Coaches are doing that because there's pressure on them to get the guy in there quickly. If that guy doesn't get in there quickly and it doesn't go well, that coach gets fired.
Right.
So everything is so much more microwave than it's ever been. And maybe that's a commentary on a bigger societal level. It probably is. But that's the problem. It's like, it's one of those things where it's like we're talking about the preseason games being treated the way that they are and the ticket prices being full price. Like, yeah, it's definitely a problem. And I think we're identifying the problem in the process that gets there.
Right.
But it also is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, Dan Quinn could say, you know what? I don't believe this is the way. I want this guy to sit behind whoever, Marcus Mariota in this case, and learn for a year and develop and get up to speed. Yeah, right. Like, if he tries something like that, first of all, that's so against the grain of what's normal right now that if a coach were to even try that and it didn't work, they'd get fired.
Right.
So I don't know how you beat it. Also, a lot of the guys aren't ready because, like you said, the way that they're taught on the way up. So much of what offense is right now, it's offensive linemen as well.
Yeah.
Like, we see it across the board in the professional level because it filters all the way down to the amateur level in the way that the game's taught and developed and practiced and all that.
So
what do you do?
Because the dumbing down part.
What you do is you start the quarterback.
Yeah, because the dumbing down part, it's not necessarily that. It's just you're simplifying. It was so much harder. And physically, it's hard as hell to play quarterback. But the mental part about it is as much as you can make the game easier for the quarterback, the better. And I think that's the biggest thing. And you know, Tom and them, they didn't have it that way. They learned it and they taught it.
Right.
More than anything, now you got to figure out a way. How do I get my quarterback to just go out there and just play, and use his natural athleticism, and then we could teach all that other stuff while he's out there just being a natural athlete.
Yeah, the problem is that maybe you're making it easier for him, but it's never easy.
No,
and maybe you get him out there with a simplified plan, but there's still grown-ups on the other side that have bad intentions.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So you get out there with natural athleticism and all that kind of stuff. You get broken in half, and then you don't get a chance to develop anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know. It's so hard to try to deteriorate the quality of one part of it while expecting the overall quality of the product to still be what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But the game's more popular than it's ever been.
Ever been.
So maybe it doesn't matter.
$700 for the damn NFL.
Maybe it doesn't matter.
The Sunday ticket.
Maybe it doesn't matter if the quarterbacks aren't ready and they're starting and the product is mediocre in September and all that kind of stuff. Because we're lining up.
Damn sure.
Take my money. Here it is. Preseason game? Nobody's playing? I don't care.
I'm watching it.
I'm in there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.